This news brought to you by Froom, Australia's number one mushroom products brand, now available at Harris Farm Market stores. Headline, Meat Sells, Charge, inside Malaysia's cultivated protein biogrid. At first glance, it looks like just another EV charging hub in Penang. Park, plug in, check your phone. But behind the concrete and cables, something unexpected is happening. Stem cells are being grown into chicken nuggets. Cultivated meat and electric vehicles now share the same patch of asphalt, and Malaysia just became the first country in Southeast Asia to quietly build a functional biogrid linking food tech and clean transport. The location? Cell Agritech, Malaysia's first cultivated meat facility. The message? This is how the protein transition actually happens, not through splashy launches or Silicon Valley sermons, but by embedding new protein infrastructure directly into the flow of regional life. Meat and mobility, side by side, it's quiet, it's deliberate, and it's one hell of a blueprint. The old meat industry built mega slaughterhouses. The new one builds modular bionodes, decentralized hubs growing protein using stem cells, powered by clean energy and wired into smart logistics. This is infrastructure, not idealism. By pairing cultivated meat production with a DC charging station, Cell Agritech isn't just hedging bets, it's laying the groundwork for next-gen urban food grids. Think EV delivery, decentralized cold chain, grid-tied facilities managing power and protein. The fact it's happening in Malaysia, not the US, not Europe, makes the signal even louder. The APAC region is quietly becoming the most dynamic frontier in cultivated protein. Singapore still holds regulatory bragging rights, but its overpolished PR image has begun to wear thin. Biocraft Foods in India is aiming for cultivated trout and chicken. Shiok Meats in Singapore has pivoted toward B2B after initial lobster fanfare. In South Korea, Dana Green is working on scalable cell culture media, while Japan's Integri Culture pushes toward foie gras and space applications. Australia and New Zealand, for all their agricultural ambition, still treat cultivated meat like a laboratory experiment. Regulatory uncertainty, including EPA delays, academic silos, and cautious investors have kept production locked behind glass. But Malaysia just showed a different path, one grounded in regional relevance, clean mobility, and logistics-ready infrastructure. Imagine a microplant in Hamilton or Hobart, growing cell-based protein next to a solar farm, feeding local markets, charging EV delivery fleets. It's not a fantasy. It's what Cell Agritech is already doing. The link to this audio sponsor is on the bottom of the page.